Okay, this is brainstorming on a scooter for just finished up jiu-jitsu, heading out, getting the stuff ready. A little bit tired and a little bit sick today, but here we go. Let's just do a new. Get the bag on. Bag's a little bit heavy today. And we'll start to talk through, just seeing what ideas are top of mind, and we'll make it a go. And I start a little bit of a pause here, walking out the door. And probably should have held off on doing some recording until moved a little bit here. Gonna go down. It's raining a little bit. That's okay. All right, just make sure we're still recording here before we start. All right, 43 seconds of just total wasted garbage. If you're listening to that, thank you so much. Okay, this is a brainstorming session. Just the idea of getting ideas outside the head. And spoken and creation, starting from scratch and starting from nothing, and just going and doing some sort of rapid, which way we're going to go, rapid talking and rapid rapid development, rapid thought process. So, number one, just got my jiu-jitsu video for today. It's about 75 minutes of drilling, sparring, and coaching. Want to see how that can be. Actually, yeah, just strip the audio out of that. And I probably can't strip the audio out. I probably got to do it on a video and watch the video. It takes a little bit of time to consume, just to break it down to what did we work on, what did we cover, what was discussed, and most importantly, where am I good, where am I not good, where do I need work, and just start to brushing up on the things and starting to put together a scoreboard for a complete game to see what it actually looks like to participate in a tournament. That's number one. Number two, looking at where systems are starting to break down. So, organizing the Todoist into opportunities, commitments, work stuff, and then I started a financial section yesterday. It's too many sections to be able to manage. Got to come up with a way to get a bird's eye view, which is, you know, a 10,000 foot view, very quickly, and to be able to execute the stuff that's important to make sure, especially with the commitments, because that's the stuff that we procrastinate on and don't necessarily spend as much time on. To be able to get those reviewed on a regular basis. That might be a podcast review and listen to. It might be a creating cards and creating a video. So a whole bunch of different ways. Or just a systematic way to do a review for 10 minutes each day. And also just have the realization that very few things fall through the cracks and the right things emerge. And the important stuff emerges at the right time. And that might be the way to deal with the commitments. Now, with work stuff, doing that sort of balancing might be a little bit more of a challenge. So you're going to think about that. How do you have basically that, you know, what is the, have the thing show up at the right time to be able to execute and to make a decision. There was one of the apps that I used that did a quick, like, Rolodex of scroll through the different ideas and, you know, showed you everything that you had to do and let you process it, a flash in front of your eyes. That actually might be a way to export those lists there. It might be a way to, to integrate. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Wunderlist. I don't think it was Wunderlist. It was another one of the to-do apps I worked with where it just, it was a great, it would just show you everything you got to do and you could, you know, quickly say, today, no, tomorrow, no, you know, one tap, being able to edit the stuff and to move it around. Or it might be a sifting and sorting and lists sort of way, just to move stuff up to sublists till you get to the right place. It's actually an interesting way. Move it down a list, move it up a list. So we'll play with that as far as an idea goes. And then there is the, waiting 1 second while some people are passing here. Some other ideas. Really want to, in creating a couple hundred images every single day, want to create a desirable way to be able to review those images and to be able to tag them and to be able to summarize them. Maybe it doesn't have to be at the image level. It just can be at the it can be at the video level, where watch the video and tag and summarize. It's 50 videos. To be able to move through it pretty quickly. That probably is a good way to go through each of the messages, and then just being able to do a summary of that. It might take a little bit, 10 minutes, as opposed to tagging one in each one individually. And then you have overall tags for the day, which are summaries of what the images look like. So we'll work through that today. But it'd be nice to have a way for the images to flicker in front of you and to be able to interact with them pretty quickly. I remember doing the, you know what it was? It's like a PowerPoint. When I was able to do a PowerPoint presentation, and you could just play the PowerPoint presentation and, you know, stop on a slide when you need to do something different with it, or, you know, tag it or edit it or create something else with that particular slide. That's the way to make something work. You can play with that as, you know, I like that, but have an automated way to be able to serve up stuff and to be able to, tag or connect, or actually it'd be great to actually speak when we're actually speaking to it, to be able to tag it through the speaking word, like through Siri. So if I'm looking at a picture, I tag it with, I watch a video of the picture and I tag it with, it knows which picture that I'm on right now and can tag it with something particular. That's an interesting way to, that's an interesting way to start to create it. So we'll play with the different ways to start to create the metadata, look at the tools for starting to create the metadata. And that's the purpose of tagging pictures and having that, I guess the whole purpose is through summarization, having that kind of root piece of content, that that brainstormed idea, that thing that comes, you know, at the top of the head. For example, one of the things I'm dealing with right now is, so I just got out of the gym. I have to carry my clothes with me. So I'm on the scooter. I've got my backpack and everything else. So something's going to be wet. Is there a way to separate clothes and to dry where I can just put it into the bag and do some compression drying? I have a bag where it just cleans the clothes while I'm carrying them each day, and to have them dry, do some sort of compression drying, so the dry clothes. Or even better, how could I get them cleaned? What's like a little bit of a, you know, like a pseudo dry cleaner where it just, you know, I put them into this bag and then they come out clean the next day. A little bit of a mini wash, like a washer and dryer in a bag just for single use. I wonder if that's possible, if there's some chemical that can make that happen, or even actually some clothes that can make them happen. But in the meantime, just having some sort of compression bag where, you know, they can get consolidated into small pieces and and consolidate into small pieces and to work through work through there. Okay, what else do we want to talk through today? That's it. Getting enough rest, sleep is very, very important. As I realized, yesterday I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning, was sick for the day, had to skip training yesterday. So went to bed at 8:15, was sick for most of the day. Went to bed at 8:15, felt much better this morning, trained for an hour and 15 minutes today, which is a little bit less than normal. I wanted to get a little bit more, but I've got two big meetings early on this morning, and some deliverables to work through and to deal with around that stuff. What else to share? Yes. What else to share? Okay, we can end this one a little early and can start to consume some information on the back end. It would be nice to, how to get those images and get them tagged, easily, or have some sort of voice command to tag an image. Hey Siri, like a Hey Siri would be good. Hey Siri, this is, it gets the metadata. Hey Siri, food. Hey Siri, blah. Hey Siri, this. Hey Siri, this. Hey Siri. Yeah, having some sort of tags that go along with it. And it's like, hey Siri, bring up all pictures of food, or bring up, and just start training it, and then you can start putting stuff together. So, for instance, I'm looking at I'm reading the book Changemakers, which is Dave Asprey's new book. There's a workbook that goes along into it. I broke that into individual pages and can read through it, speed read it, and put some commentary back around it. And I think that there's this Hey Siri option to be able to do that. I just don't know. We can do some sort of speaking to things and having them tagged and show up as something else, and to be able to work through it rapidly. So I'll create a video on the phone where I can start talking to the day, and that will be a good way to get create the video on the phone, extract the video, and then transcribe the video for the day. You can actually, that is a way to work, and we have the words for the images for the day. Now, I don't know how you'd have, you know, which image, and each image wouldn't exist as an individual unit, but the groups could exist as an individual unit and would be a way to start to process the information. So here's what I'm talking about. Have a group of 200 images and create a video where you talk through what each of the images is for the day, and then start to break those down into individual components and create your story for the day, and then have those individual components start to interact with something else. So you want to be able to tag them individually. The best way to tag stuff individually is by voice or through artificial intelligence. Those are the two options for being able to tag it, and those can be, you know, this video is a to-do, this video is a follow-up, this image is a potential opportunity that can be connected or combined with something else. But yes, it's just some sort of way to use smart notes, but have the images. It's the images and the audio be the smart note, because those are the easiest things to create, images and audio. As you can see, I'm doing audio right now as I'm riding to the office, and it's easy to create the audio piece of it. So I'd like to have that last piece of audio tagged with, you know, here's the component. Here's the component where we talked about creating the smart notes, because then you just have stuff captured and can move someplace else, because the processing and the reprocessing is a little bit of a challenge, and want to have that stuff show up someplace else. Show up someplace else, like show up as a potential JIRA in the world. And I think that can actually be done by transcription. So maybe we'll play with a little bit of transcription of some of these texts today. Or, yeah, you can just create a video on the iPhone and start to transcribe through creating stuff on the iPhone and just review some of the day's pictures, and can kind of keep score about what actually happened during the day. Start creating word clouds about what's important, what we're working on, and being able to drill into those word clouds. So those word clouds are represented by pictures. That picture is an image, and that image can go into some sort of workflow. Okay, so that's what I'm interested in. Okay, so what do I talk about? A couple of different ideas. There's the compression drying to solve the problem that I've got around my clothes each day. The way I solve it right now is I just put my shirt in my shorts and hope for the best. And then the shirt seems to dry at the end of the day, and then I, you know, pull it out at the end of the day. But there's probably a better way to, there's got to be a better way around that. So what do I want to do? I want to know that it exists. I want to brainstorm on it with people. I want to know if that's something else that people is interested in creating. Or is it something that actually exists in the world? I want to get information about something to see if it's something that actually exists in the world. So maybe there's a Kickstarter for doing the research around the cleaning of the clothes to solve the problem, right? How easy is it to set up a Kickstarter? Set up the Kickstarter around that. Set up some sort of opportunity to connect with people around a particular idea. Have a forum around a particular idea. Invest 30 minutes going through. Invest 30 minutes going through that idea over a period of time. So, get an image. We talk about that image. Put it out there for people. Have it clearly articulated in a way that that people can start to interact with it. Maybe just combine all of the outside stuff with the inside stuff that we're thinking about, right? Because it's all one place. It's all one piece of innovation. It's all one creation. And just have really selling the process of going through the ideas, not necessarily the ideas itself. And I don't know if this is something, right? We built systems for ourselves, and then if we see that they scale out to other people, right? So one of the things I've got in the back of my head that's starting to incubate is esports. I can just have a bunch of images around some esports stuff, and then I can start developing that into links and other things that we want to interact with later. Everything just a Google search away, where you start putting together summaries of stuff to work through and share this video with people. Yep, it's an opportunity. Share the video with people, share the text. But wherever we get into a place where we don't want to process something, for whatever reason, that is the time to be able to, so we should process those, start processing the text. Wherever something's getting hung up, where it just exists out there in the world as an audio message. If you are seeing this and you're interested in any of these pieces, leave a comment. That's a good way to see what actually gets processed or worked through. If there's something here that we talked about, leave a comment back about a particular one, and that will be an indication at this point in time of, hey, this is something that's worth pursuing or looking at. And your opportunities list get informed by the feedback that you get by other people who are looking at it. Now, I don't know if this is something that's, I don't even want to consume this stuff right now after it gets created. This is just an exercise in activity and exercise in creation. I don't know that I even want to do anything with it right now, but if somebody else wants to do something with it, that's absolutely fine. We continue to go through interest in the smart note tagging, being able to pull stuff together in a way, and interested in having each image live out in the world as a, yeah, as something that is, you know, it might be as something that can be queried and pulled into something else. So, yeah. Yep. Live out in the world and can be synthesized, that's it, in a way where we can actually have recall, and then you can just go through a ton of volume and have the whole brain process, right? Because this didn't have necessarily any access, it need to be systemized. Maybe do need to be systemized or bring in some structure at some point in time for the creation, like each of these different ideas. I keep going back to that compression for the close. We also talked about earlier in this video the jiu-jitsu breakdown, and here's what that looks like. So I record a video. So we have a game. There is learning some information. There's learning something through video, practicing it, getting some sort of self score, getting some sort of coach's score, get some sort of expert score. They watch the video and see, how do you do? What's your average score on this? So let's just do it on an ABCDF scale. Here is the score that goes along with this. And here is the homework to actually clean it up. If you want to take this to an F, to a D, to a C, to a B, well, you know, whatever it is, here's what you practice, here's what you work on. And you have community coaching, basically. Here's the average score with the move. You get some community coaching. People who have, you know, you put in your belt, you know, people who have higher belts get better stuff that they can actually contribute. And then you figure out, you know, you put together a game plan for tournaments or for sparring. Like, here's your game plan. Here's the recipe for success. And we'll call winning a tournament as the ultimate goal that we're working for. So what does it look like? We just have a video of what we're actually doing. We break down what we're actually doing. We tie that to some sort of, here's what we worked on, and this is X percentage of a game plan. It's X percentage of a game plan. And could have these videos watched. Wouldn't be that expensive to watch it. This is X percentage of a game plan. Here's what's actually happened during the game. Here's what happened during, here's what happened during the match. Somebody breaks down the video. That can be done financially, or somebody just watches it and somebody tags what you're actually working on. They could actually watch it on 2X and then start doing some of the scoring for what happened during the match. And then here's your recipe. Here's the prescription for improving on that particular piece, or the additional piece of work that you want to do to make it go or to make it work. Okay, so that's the way that I'm thinking about it. But it starts simply by recording a video of what's actually going on, doing that initial step, having the video and having the content, and then going back and reviewing what's going on. You start using artificial intelligence to and then on the back end, we want to train a model to do what the human beings are doing for analyzing the video. And it's probably not even going to be the quality. It might not even be that great right now, but you know what you worked on. You know what results you have. And it's going to feed you a recipe for what's the next thing for you to work on if you want to go down this road. So I have my potential tournament on February 3rd. How do I know how I'm doing and, you know, ready? How am I moving? How am I going to operate? What is the, you know, what's going on? And then we can actually start giving some feedback and you can get some commentary over what happened after a match. You can actually get real feedback from the coach. You can get real feedback from the person who worked to create a feedback loop around what's happening during the match, and that feedback can be used and put in place for future learning. So you're building a second brain that's actually more intelligent than the regular brain. It's not going to let you down, but you got to build it so it's actually good. I think it's actually, it's an interesting piece, an interesting way to operate for jiu-jitsu to create that brain. I'll farm it out. Not farm it out. I'll talk to a couple of people about it. If somebody hears this, if you're listening in this far, you're interested in that piece, that can be great. Video games would be another interesting, right? You can get video games. There's video game coaches right now. Let's just say you want to win Fortnite. Say I want to win Fortnite. I think that's a thing. That's important. I have no idea how to play right now. How can I, you know, get to a certain level of Fortnite? Right now, we can start getting videos of the matches of what I'm actually doing, playing. People can review that, or people can coach. Yeah, you can hire a video game coach. I can get good at Fortnite, and I can, you know, be fairly successful at winning if I have the right recipe in place. That would be an interesting way to develop. So how would I do the Fortnite one? I don't even know how to play. I don't even know how to access it right now. So can I do it on my phone and then get a coach? Get a coach who can coach around the game and, take some coaching, get some feedback film. They can actually watch me play. Where you do start doing some asynchronous coaching. They can watch me play and then, do some analysis and some video feedback on the back end. So it's an interesting play, interesting way to go. Just passing the videos around places where people are allowed to actually do the filming and see if that is something that is of interest to people. It's interest to me, so I'll continue to pursue it just to learn, hey, work on this. But the whole key is creating a feedback loop. What are some of the other things that I want to learn? Development. Python develops another thing. All right, now, okay. So it's interesting. At the place right now, I'm going to do a pause in a second here because I'm about to go downstairs. So I'm going to do a quick pause and we'll re-enter in a second. Going to do a quick pause because I'm going to be on an elevator with some people and I don't want to be talking crazy with people here in the background. I'm going to do a pause.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.